Online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this first hour on this absolutely gorgeous August 28th, 2025 edition. Again, broadcasting remotely to you today from beautiful Mackinac City. Looking at the Mackinac Bridge on the left and the Grand Hotel on the right. Looks like the island is actually covered in clouds. No sunshine, just a little bit peeking out over on the West Bluff. But the Grand Hotel definitely covered in clouds this morning. One of the things that I wanted to talk about today in this first part of second half hour is one of the sponsors that we have has a end of summer sale happening that I want you to definitely consider taking advantage of. Missy Charity and their team down in Battle Creek, My Pure Health Solutions, is offering 25% off of fat-burning programs, wellness, scans, everything that they do for new customers as well as previous customers. Maybe perhaps you did fat-burning a year or so ago and you've put a little pounds back on. Well, give them a call. They'll do a 20-day fat burn for you at a reduced price and get you back on track. So if you'd like to take advantage of that sale, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, and my phone will send you their phone number as well as the link to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com. If you go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, Missy's website, you can see the old fat Trucker Randy there. April 23rd of 2023, almost 300 pounds in a triple X shirt. Well, yesterday was my 2-year anniversary at being at my goal weight. 217 is what I hit back on August 27th of 2023, 4 months and 4 days, and it's been 2 years and a day, and it's still off. So text me, Missy, and I'll text you the phone number, 269-964-4044. Or again, go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, look at my fat pictures, look at the screenshots of my scale, and you can join me and many others getting your life back on track. Absolutely, absolutely, greatly appreciate what they've done for me. Now, there is a merit exam, and it's kind of interesting how the Democrats and the Republicans differ on this subject. In attempting to write a portion of the Michigan Merit Exam. This is the merit test that the schools have to take to basically check on the kids to find out whether or not they're learning how to read, write, do arithmetic, basically how well they're doing compared to other states. Well, the writing portion of the Michigan Merit Exam is going to be erased from the books. Under bipartisan legislation that was discussed at the House Education and Workforce Committee yesterday morning. Bipartisan? Okay. House Bills 4556 and 57 also put a scaling score on each Michigan exam. Subject at the top of their high school transcripts. Democrat State Representative Matt Colazar of Plymouth, a former high school teacher and former House Education Committee chair, said schools aren't using the data of the writing portion of the SAT because it isn't reflective of their actual writing. Colleges are not factoring the results into their decisions either. What I often saw in the classroom was you would often see the rise of consultants with gimmick writing systems to try to up their scores. But that actually was a detriment to the kids' learning. Now, with the new advent of artificial intelligence, kids are able to talk into their phones and have a technical writing of the subject matter displayed on their cell phone. They then can sit and input the information directly off their phone, and we, the teachers, would not know whether they wrote it or whether AI wrote it. Pat O'Connor, a certified licensed school counselor since 1984, testified on behalf of the Michigan Association for College Admissions Counseling that getting rid of the writing portion and better delineating the MEE scores would help Michigan high school graduates as they try to get into college. Well, if you delineate the Michigan Merit Exam altogether, how does that make it easier, better for them to get into college? Well, because obviously their test scores are so low. The children today can't pass these tests. Additionally, they went on to say the writing test has not been offered nationally since June of 2021, in large part because college admissions officers never embraced the writing test as a viable assessment tool. If the score is included on a student's transcript, however, it can't be unseen. That's unfortunate, O'Connor said, when students from other states don't have to list that score at all. So basically, here's what you've got. You got students that can't pass the test. The art of writing in America is basically dead. Now, I'm going to go all the way back to me graduating in 1976, Utica Community Schools, Eisenhower High School. All of the writing classes that were part of English, even foreign literature, Miss Tharp, in us studying and reading Shakespeare, had writing portions of the class. In English, it was amazing, the technical writing class I had in high school. Basically teaching me how to formulate my thoughts in a way that you could type them out on a typewriter back then. Or better yet, write them out. And the thing of it is that is missing, that they don't understand. Writing requires critical thinking. It's an art. It's something that you have to learn how to do. And if you don't exercise your brain and get that training and develop that skills, you're actually not fully developing your brain, which comes into mathematics, which comes into so many other components of a well-rounded education. Well, now, cursive writing isn't even being taught in school anymore. Most of the children don't know how to write. So because of the fact that they can't write, they're eliminating it from the exams. Saying that they're not even using it in college admittance anymore. Well, for example, this individual testified, I had a student a few years ago who went to the University of Michigan and received their highest writing award as a freshman. This award was the Arthur Miller Award, which they received as a senior. However, the student's writing score on the SAT writing example on a scale of 1 to 12 was only a 6. I can only imagine what Arthur Miller would have thought if he knew the score was a 6 out of 12. Sarah Gammons, a student counselor at Northville High School, testified in support of the bill because it would erase the stress students feel to spend the extra money and time to take the test that colleges don't even use in their admissions process. I think we get another day back in the classroom for the students, whatever the hell that means. The bottom line is this, folks. They're failing our kids. Sorry, as much as you hate that, as much as you don't want to admit that, that is the facts. You cannot, in any way, shape, or form, say that you're doing a good job if the kids can't get the scores on the test. One of the things you have to understand, the fact that they are removing these tests, dumbing down the curriculum, eliminating the requirements that you have to read at third grade level before you get promoted to fourth grade. They're eliminating all this stuff because they realize the public schools are failing. This is a travesty. Absolute travesty that they're doing this to our young people. I got another story pulled up. We're going to get into it probably, I'm going to say bottom of the next hour. Third graders still can't read well. Unbelievable. Final segment of our number one. We'll be right back.
Pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet? Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269
888-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Results from the state's standardized test showed only that 14 of the 20 testing categories for third graders found that 61.1% of third graders are either only partially proficient or not proficient in reading. Math, science, and social studies proficiency scores from the MSTEP test showed only marginal improvement. However, State Superintendent Michael Rice concurred that the English language art scores in grades 3 and 4 remain a concern, quote unquote. You think? 6 out of 10 third graders can't read, or they can't read well. But yet, they removed the requirement that they did read well in order to get promoted to the fourth grade. Legislators in Lansing did that when the Democrats had control of everything last year. Well, if you look at the peer percentages, 38.9% of the 101,069 third graders that took the MSTEP test scored in the advanced or proficient category. 4 out of 10, basically. While 6 out of 10 were in the partially or not proficient category. Additionally, fourth graders saw only 42% increase. 57.6 again in the following year of fourth grade, still can't read. Retiring State Superintendent Rice said he believes that once the early literacy and dyslexia laws are fully implemented, the state will start seeing better reading scores. Oh yeah, that's right. We got to find a reason for it. It's not that the kids aren't learning, it's they have dyslexia. Or the fact that they didn't start reading early enough, so now, because of the Democrats, they have pre-K where four-year-olds are being dropped off at the elementary school, and of course, they're teaching them the alphabet, and they're teaching them how to start forming words. We didn't do it early enough, or they have dyslexia. Unbelievable. Rice said that he used today's results to push for lower classroom sizes, especially in high poverty K-3 classrooms. more one-on-one personalized instruction time, more research-based funding, early literacy materials, and more are necessary. Well, business leaders for Michigan, President CEO Jeff DeFonio had a different take. And this is basically from the business industry, what their perspective is. Here's what today's results mean. If you walk into a third grade classroom in the state of Michigan, 6 out of 10 children in that room cannot read proficiently. It highlights how dramatically Michigan kids, teachers, and parents are being let down by our state's education system. Folks, that's not me saying it. This guy leads business leaders in Michigan. DeFonio went on to say, just throwing more money at the problem or pointing fingers won't solve anything. We need leaders committed to setting clear goals, implementing proven models, and bringing together those who aren't satisfied with the status quo to do better for our kids. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt cited these statistics as a failure of both the Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. Providing our children with a quality education is one of the most important things we can do so that they can make it here in Michigan. We must change course quickly before an entire generation gets left behind. And of course, Nesbitt is running for governor next year as a Republican. In full disclosure. Well, let's look at the Michigan State Board of Education. The president, and this is just amazing to me. This woman is running for Senate. This process, she goes on to excuse for it. Pamela Pugh, president of the Michigan State Board of Education. What she says is that this shows clearly we need to invest more money. There we go. More money, more money, more money. That's definitely what we need. She also cited the MSTEP results for justification in asking the legislature, listen to this, to mandate language essentials for teachers of reading and spelling to receive this training. This is something the board has been pushing and needs to be done. Oh, it's the training of the teacher's fault now. Unbelievable. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at $99.99.